you go. Hello and welcome to the Hot Toy Cast. This is episode number, I have to look it up actually, 74 of the Hot Toy Casts. My name is Eamon O'Donoghue. I'm an action figure lover, lifetime lover and designer. Mike, I'm joined today by Mike Crawford. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well.
And I'm also joined today by Jeffrey Parker. How are we doing there, Jeff?
I'm very good, thank you.
We're just talking there about this. This seems to be like for a lot of people in the UK, this is their first proper day of summer, and at that it started off a little bit grey, but it's kind of kicking in now a little bit. So it's like, yay, summer, about time.
We have been above 92 every day this week. You can look up those Fahrenheit.
Jesus,
goodness! Since I was working in the hot shop this week, the 3 days I was in there was over 115.
Blimey,
nice.
So yeah, it was lovely. It was just if you like hot weather.
I really do. But there comes a point where it just gets too much.
I'm a redhead. I don't do hot weather. Saying that, I did manage to survive the midday sun in Mexico, and you know where even the locals were like hiding under trees and stuff.
Well, I remember backpacking. My wife's a redhead as well. Backpacking in Mexico, and I had my backpack on, her backpack on my front, and walking down the streets of like places like Merida, and I was literally just pouring bottles of water over her head so she didn't die.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? What's going on? Right then, well, folks, we're here today to talk about some new releases and what we got to review as well. So let's just kick it off because we're trying to make this a little bit of a shorter podcast today because busy. Please look at my Instagram of why I'm busy. It's all very cool and stuff. But let's get on with some brand new releases. Let's go with the big first one. The big one, literally, I'm sure everyone's probably even pre-ordered this one already, and everyone is. This is probably the one hot toy that everyone's been absolutely stoked and excited for, to finally get a yellow and blue Wolverine in his movie gear that we were kind of hinted at in the Wolverine that we never really saw in full, but now obviously isn't from Deadpool and Wolverine. So it's a Deadpool and Wolverine 1/6 scale collectible figure. And there's two versions of this one. There's a deluxe one and there's a regular one. Now, given the deluxe one comes with the mask, I'm sure everyone's going to probably want the deluxe one. But yeah, I'm going to start and say I'm all over this. I don't feel the need to pre-order it right now. It's like a year away. If that, it could be a year and a half away, yes. But oh my goodness me, it's got nice seamless arms. You know, these, and they look like a little like Hugh Jackman's arms, even though I think they could be a little bit more jacked again. See what I did there? And I really like this one. For some odd reason, there we go. This is the deluxe one. So I'm just trying to figure out the difference. So the deluxe one comes with a masked head and interchangeable head plates and attached claws. No, that's a regular one.
Yeah, that's a regular. The deluxe comes with the Hugh Jackman unmasked
So it's the other way around entirely. And this is, in my opinion, the finest Hugh Jackman head sculpt we've actually seen so far. It's absolutely stunning as well. So I mean, you know, I love this. It's a bit of a spoiler because we're actually seeing the costume in full now. Ahead of the movie. And it's, you know, this is costume is everything that we kind of wanted to see Wolverine wearing in a movie kind of a thing. I mean, I think it works in something like Wolverine or a Deadpool because, you know, Deadpool's kind of a bit silly and mental and all the rest. But I just wonder how this would have played out like 10 years ago and in yellow. Would people have loved it or what would they have gone? I mean, it's just interesting. But there he goes. Deadpool Wolverine. What do you guys think? Mike, take it away.
Well, I pre-ordered him.
Really? Already?
Yeah, the deluxe version, I figure, what the heck. I don't have a lot pre-ordered right now. I maybe have a dozen figures over the next 3 years with the way the release schedule is. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm a little disappointed because I've got some that were due this summer that have all been pushed further out. So it's like they're all going to land at the same time because Hot Toys keeps pushing stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I pre-ordered him. I mean, I've got two or three of the Jackman Wolverines that they've done and, in the different outfits. And so this outfit's going to really stand out.
Yeah, no. Likewise, I haven't actually pre-ordered him, but this is probably the one that we've all been waiting for a long time. And likewise, I've got a lot of the old Wolverines. The only one I ever let go was the what was the outfit? It was the kind of X-Men leather kind of with a yellow X on it, and it was all just a bit bulky.
The X3 one.
Yeah, so I've kept all of the others, but that was the one I let go. It had the Sentinel head as a
which was nice.
It was lovely. It was a really lovely display base and everything, but the suit just felt a bit bulky and it didn't really do it for me. But this one, as you said, that head sculpt is absolutely to die for. It really is on point. So yeah, it's definitely high on my wish list, because as you, and the other thing is, we just know that this film's going to be funny. It's, it's the two Deadpool films have been sort of like some of the finest moments in geek culture. So I think this is going to be a real sort of love letter to all of us who like all that shit. So yeah, I think it's going to be an essential.
Absolute must buy this one. And it's great. It's just the head sculpt is dope. It looks good. Seamless arms. Really, really excited about all that. So that's going to be cool. Right, the next one's a Marvel one actually as well. So it's Loki. It's God Loki. I wasn't really. That series of Loki was. That first season was great, and then that second season was like boring. Was it a second? It was no, it's not the third. No, it was the second season. It was quite boring. But then it got really interesting. The last episode was just really interesting. I thought where he, spoiler. One, two, three. He, grabs all the continuities and all the strands of timelines and kind of holds them in place. And that's what this figure is, essentially. It's him sat on a throne, holding all the little bits of time and space. And it's a if I think it's cool. If you have a Loki already, I'm not sure where you'd want this one. But it was the one of the cool moments we ever saw in a TV show, I think. From a slightly not the, this, this the first season was great, but the second season wasn't. That great, was it? Opinions?
Yeah, the second season. I don't think I got through the second season.
Oh, did you not? I mean, the last episode is worth watching, to be fair. So it is. I did. What Jeff, did you watch it?
No, I still haven't watched the second season. To be honest, I'm not going to say I struggled through the first, but it didn't really float my boat. It was okay. I
But it's very
enjoyed it.
British Doctor Who-y, Jeff.
Yeah, I know, which is not always my bag anyway.
Oh.
I'm not really a Whovian, to be
Oh,
honest.
you're not a Doctor Who fan.
So yeah, I thought it was okay, and I think the figure looks great. I mean, the figure looks absolutely amazing. They're really nailing the sculpt there. But to me personally, there are certain Marvel figures that are coming out now that I'm thinking, yeah, I really like them to add to the collection because they're different. But I've got enough Lokis now, I feel personally, and it's like unless they did something really fundamentally different with it, it's an okay for me.
Yeah, I mean, I
Yeah, that's really the way I felt about it too. I have what
yeah.
two E's, and I don't really think I need this one. If I was going to get one, it would have probably been the previous release.
Yeah. I did like him in his civvies working, with the shirt and the tie. I thought that was a
Yeah, that's the one. I didn't
yeah.
up, and if I was going to get one, that's probably the one I would get.
Yeah, and I thought that was a great, that was an amazing sculpt as well on that. But yeah, and the thing is, without being too cynical, the secondary market these days, as we've often talked about, the arse is kind of falling out a bit, and I'm expecting him to potentially be a bit of a bargain at some point. I'll find one on the
Unless they
secondary
like start
market.
making lower quantities of these things, these secondary
Yeah,
characters kind of thing,
yeah,
or
yeah.
sorry, or rather, a second, the third release of a fourth, fifth release of the Loki, the
Yeah.
manager. But this one's got, it's got the peers, it's got the rotatable eyes. I think that face sculpt is the best
Yeah.
face sculpt I've ever seen. I think if
It's
you're, I
beautiful,
think he's
yeah.
very Loki looking with the big horns. I think he's a really
Yeah.
cool figure, to be honest.
It is. I mean, there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. I think it's a beautiful figure.
Throne's
And I like
cool.
all the strands and everything. It's got a really cool sort of posing opportunity, and it's going to really stand out. But it's at the same time, I'm not enamored of Loki enough to need another Loki, and I have some good Lokis. So it's like, I don't know. I don't
Is
know.
that
Just,
real hair he's sporting as well?
I
It
don't
looks like
know.
it could be real hair. It's a
I'm not
D, it's
sure.
a DX.
I
It's
didn't think it was
stunning
part of
hair
it.
craftsmanship. Yeah, so it does have real
All
hair.
right, yeah,
Yeah.
okay. There you
So
go.
there you go. Blimey, Charlie. Okay, well that's Loki. Okay, there we go. So this is one is kind of like rubbed fans up kind of in a mixed reaction way. This is a Batman. This is a two Bruce. It's a kit that's 2.0. I get a little bit confused here because they've released a Batman with another kit, and it's one is the Dark Knight Rises, the other one's the Dark Knight Returns, and I think some fans are a little bit annoyed because they pre-ordered the other one, and then this one comes along, and it's kind of maybe a step above again. I mean, I have one Christian Bale Batman, and it's my quarter scale, the first release quarter scale Dark Knight Returns or Dark Knight Rises Batman, and I love that. That's not going anywhere. That is all the Batman I need in terms of my Christian Bale Batman. I mean, that's one, but I mean, go on, Jeff, where are you at with this one?
Well, again, it's I've got enough. It but it does look really stunning. I mean, you know, they've worked so hard on all the proportions on the outfit. It really is at the moment going to be the sort of creme de la creme of all the kind of accuracies when it comes to observing the outfit. But likewise, unless you're that real pedant with that incredible knowledge of the outfit, everything that came before is great. So I've already got two DXs, and I've also got the quarter scale. So it's kind of like my bases at the moment are covered. That's how I feel about it anyway. It's a great looking figure. If you're the kind of person that, well, not even the kind of person, if you just come on board collecting, this is a golden opportunity. It's like, great, I'm gonna come in and buy the best Batman that Hot Toys have ever made. Good on you. But if you've already got three or four or five, yeah, it's not that big enough a deal for me.
I mean, he comes with all. He comes with the whole. What does he come with? Let's have a look at what he comes with here. See, he comes with the armory, and he comes with a suit, and he can put his hands in his pockets, and he can
And
stand there looking cool with his hands in his
I know,
pockets.
and I've got the armory that came with Alfred, and it's great. It looks fantastic. And it's like, you know, they already announced that other armory that came with him with the leg brace with the crossed arms. And then there's
That's the
this one
previous
that's
one.
come out since then.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's a bit saturation point. But, you know, if you're a completist, if that's your thing, then great. Knock yourself out. For me, yeah, I'm not Batmaned out. I never will be. But at the same time, I think at the moment, there would have to be something pretty radical to make me want to jump
Yeah, it
in.
kind of depends on the Batman, right? You know how much of a fan I am, but this one, I've already got the armory. I don't need another armory. The armory that we got, fantastic, and you know, like you said, came with Alfred. That was a great release. And another Batman from these films, from the Nolans, I'm just not, you know, like I'm still waiting on my Batman from Flash. That one, I'm really looking forward to, because I wanted old Michael Keaton. But yeah, it had to take something like that out of the ordinary at this point.
Are you actually getting two bodies with this as well?
Not too sure,
I'm,
no.
it's, I'm, I actually can't whether, figure out whether you actually get. I'm assuming you're getting two bodies, because you can obviously put the Christian Bale head on the suited one. So I'm thinking you get two bodies.
Yeah, there must be. Really like the previous armory suit. So you know, the actual bat suit comes on a body, and it's just sort of stood, sort of like museum stance within the display, and then you just redress it. So you get a second like true type, and then the.
It's nice to fit. I mean, the face is. I mean, where does that face sculpt rank amongst your face sculpts? I mean, it's pretty good. In fairness to it, it's
Yeah, I mean the facial expression's a little bit kind of, you know, I don't know.
slightly gormless.
It's kind of like it's I like it. It's, you know, it's as a likeness, it's almost faultless, but at the same time the choice of expression is a little bit, it's a bit like the recent Anakin, you know, where he looks a bit dreamy and away with the fairies. It's kind of like, yeah, it's a great sculpt, but it's like, why would you choose that exact second to be
And
the sculpt you go with?
the face plates as well do look good on the actual bat cowl as well, so it does look really nice in fairness to it. Right, then there you go. Okay, so we're going on to a few Star Wars ones now, and then we'll go on to our reviews. Okay, so what was the first Star Wars? Okay, well, it's a Star Wars character that ones have been I feel people have been maybe wanting this one. I think maybe Jeff, I'm going to look squarely at you with this one because you're a bit of a prequels guy. This is Kit Fisto. Of course, I'm going to be for Kit Fisto because of Kit Fisto, 2000 X Master Universe Fisto could not be called Fisto, so that really annoyed me. But there you go, we got Kit Fisto anyway, and he's coming. What's cool about this Kit Fisto is, and I'm assuming, he's coming with a USB lightsaber. So more of that, please. But there you go, Kit Fisto. I don't have any affinity for this character. I just remember really liking him in the 2D animated series of Clone Wars. I thought he was pretty cool in that, when the Mon Calamari dudes and. Was it not Mon Calamari? Well, it was these dudes, wasn't it? I think these dudes. But yes, go ahead, Jeff. Take away with this one. You're the expert on prequels. Kit
Well,
Fisto, is it a good one?
I really am not the expert on prequels. I am old school, sort of at the originals, the OG. But at the same time, you know, over the years, I like most things Star Wars. It's a weird world being in a Star Wars fan, because it is just so bloody toxic at the moment. But at the same time, it's
Oh my
you know,
God.
I love it. I love the story. You know, even bad Star Wars is better than no Star Wars. But I've always loved the design of Kit Fisto, and I think it's about time Hot Toys really up their game on some aliens, because one of the best things that Sideshow did back in the day was, you know, obviously they churned out the clones in the same way as Hot Toys have, but eventually, you know, they gave us some great figures. They gave us Greedo, they gave us some Hammerhead, they gave us some really cool alien figures, and Hot Toys haven't really touched that, and I think it's about time they did. So yeah, I think he looks great. I'd really like him in the collection, and yeah, that's my initial feeling.
Mike.
Yeah, I pre-ordered him. He's right up my alley. I am not a prequels guy. Couldn't possibly care less that he's in the fact that he's in the prequels. It's that he's a great-looking alien Jedi.
Mm. And also, he did play a big part in the Clone Wars kind of animated series, which
yep.
I'm probably on about my third viewing of it over the years. And yeah, he is just a great-looking alien figure. I mean, it's the classic thing with Star Trek and Star Wars. I wish there were a few more really crazy out there aliens and less bipedal kind of humanoids. But at the same time, everybody's working to a budget, so when you're doing special effects, you know, you need to dress up a human, and he's a good-looking alien.
He's a good looking, he's a funky looking alien, he's a mean ass looking alien, so he is. I love his kind of tendrils and stuff like that. He's cool. Yeah. And his hands, I love his hands as well. He's got these cool kind of merman looking type hands, which is quite cool. I like that. Cool. So there you go. Both of y'all are getting that one. Cool. We'll be discussing that in the show when that comes in, then for sure. That one and Wolverine. So we'll be able to review that one in the show. We got a couple of more Star Wars now, and they will head on with our reviews. So the next one. Well, it's two versions of the same figure. It's a Luke Skywalker from Dark Empire, and of course you got this standard version with the plastic hair, and then you get this artisan, what they call the artisan edition, and we can only assume and can conclude that, you know, this is an answer to, you know, what Inarts are doing with their figures and everything, stepping the game up even more so again, and this is Hot Toys maybe like throwing their hand into the thing with that, with the, getting things a bit more real and having the real hair, which, you know, I'm mixed on. It depends on the character. I think plastic hair is good. But real hair can just often causes more problems than it's worth, kind of thing. But you know, we're doing well with the in art stuff, and we got a Luke Skywalker here, one with real hair, one with not hair. But they both have PRIs. They both look really cool. They're both from Dark Empire, which is obviously those books that were out years ago, wasn't it? That all the people loved, that has kind of been slightly so. He's kind of, this is like an alternate kind of Luke Skywalker. I haven't read Dark Empire, sadly. I know that Dark Horse did the comics of it, and there was the novels and there was the comics, and this is obviously Luke Skywalker from one of those stories. Am I right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so well, go on, Jeff, as you spoke first, to tell what do you think of this one?
Well, I did read all the old Dark Horse comics back in the day. Yeah. I have a massive collection of all the Dark Horse comics. I also read all the, you know, Dark Empire books, Timothy Zahn, and I collect, you know, I was that geek. So I read everything voraciously and loved it. That said, you know, that was, God, when was Dark Empire? It was in the 90s. Was it late 90s? Might have been early 2000s, but it was a long time ago.
No, it was the 90s, dude. It was even late. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Dark Empire came like 1989 or 1990 or something, you know, right?
I liked it at the time. I can't even remember. What was the name of the guy that illustrated it? He did a lot of 2000 AD stuff. Cam Kennedy, was it? Anyway, it was very stylized, and I remember enjoying it, but I'm not that enamored of it. I don't feel that closely sort of... I don't know. I think it was a good look. It was a brave look, because basically, you know, everybody wanted to see, you know, what would the version of Luke be if he turned slightly more to the dark side. So it's interesting, but I for me personally, extended universe stuff I like, but I don't feel as wedded to it as the actual movie stuff. So it's a possible, if I can pick it up at some point in the future for a reasonable price, maybe, but I certainly wouldn't be buying the artisan edition with the real hair. It's not that important enough.
It doesn't win you over, like it wouldn't push you over the edge. No. Okay, Mike, what about you on this, on the artisan hair? Would you, if you were to get one of these figures, which one would you get?
No, well, if I was going to get one of them, I'd probably get the artisan, just because I'm crazy, but these don't really speak to me. Luke, you know, movie Luke, it has to be something that really stands out at this point, because I've got a lot of movie Lukes.
Yep.
Yeah.
A non-movie Luke is not going to be able to get shelf space.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty cool, man. He comes with like his whole like legs and his from his waist down is all very Darth Vader. He's even got a Darth Vader belt and things like that. That looks really cool. So it does.
And also, we're on kind of like we've already got like three versions of Luke, haven't we? And he's sort of dark outfit, you know, from Return of the Jedi, and then which sort of followed on into the Mandalorian. You know, we had the original version, then we had the one that came with all the extras to make him into Endor Luke, and then we had the Mandalorian version. So it's kind of like, yeah, Luke's been done quite a bit. And it's like, yeah, I think it's great. And I think if you are really a completist, this is going to really float your boat. But it's just, yeah, I like the comics. I enjoyed them back in the day, but I don't think I've ever reread them even.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, and it's a shame as well, because a lot of the stuff I think people really would have liked to have seen in the sequel trilogy and stuff like that, but they obviously did a lot of, they disregarded a lot of it. Actually, they have ended up in engineering some of the stuff from the books into some of the plot devices into the new stuff, haven't they? Kind of thing to a certain.
We got Crate Luke, didn't we? That kind of like force projection where he was. These dark robes and everything, but anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, the next one is a re-release. Essentially, it's version 2 of Darth Maul, and he comes with his. Well, again, like it, you get two versions of this. You get one with his speeder and one without. And this is the second Darth Maul. This is from Phantom Menace, so he's got his legs still. He's still got his legs. And, you know, as someone who did have the previous Darth Maul, I mean, that last Darth Maul, that was a pretty cool figure, to be honest. But this does look like a marked improvement again, kind of thing. That face is. Much more realistic. It's expressive. The teeth are dope, and you know he just looks cool. And there seems to be a lot of wires in the cape, leaving more wires again in the cape this time around as well, which looks nice. And I mean, not something for me. I'm very selective now on what hot toys I pick up. I'm really trying to ease up on my hot toys and things like that. It has to be something special. We'll get onto that conversation, I think, after when we're reviewing what ones we've just reviewed ourselves. But yeah, but this is cool. I mean, it comes with the bike. The bike, it's floating. You know, you get a flight stand with the bike, which is pretty cool. And you know, you can have him on his flight stand jumping off and looking dope with his two lightsabers. So you know, that's cool. And you get this. You get two head sculpts, one mouth open, one closed. He's got the eyes, and you know, the texture on the face looks dope. The eyes looks really intense. He is cool. There's no doubt this is very, very, very cool. But Mike, are you going to get this one?
This one tempts me. I'm not going to pre-order this one, though. But like Jeff has said, if there's at some point down the road, if it were to come up in a situation where I could get it reasonable, this one might tempt me. I like this one.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't have a good Darth Maul. So.
Yeah. Would you get the one with the bike or without the bike?
With the bike, if I was going to do it.
Cool. I mean, he is a cool character. I mean, he is one of the cool things, and you can kind of rewatch that lightsaber sequence. That is kind of good fun to watch, even though it is a bit dancey. I find a lot of the lightsaber dueling that it's not really dueling. You're doing some cool twirling and hitting each other occasionally. It's not proper. Oh, it doesn't look like proper combat to me.
The Duel of the Fates is still one of my favorite lightsaber battles. I know it's very choreographed.
It is a bit, but it's still cool.
It was still one of the first times, because you know we'd lived through the first three, and it was like, you know, fighting old men with sticks, and all of a sudden it became something much more. It was choreographed, admittedly, but at the same time it felt dynamic. It felt like threatening, and you know that first time. Maul lit the second half of his saber, you know, there was that ooh moment. We've really sort of upped the game here. I feel exactly the same as Mike. I'm kind of like, I have three Mauls already. I have the original with the speeder bike. I have the one from Solo, which I love, which is one of my favorites, because all the work that went into those mechanical robot legs is just absolutely phenomenal. It's a really cool looking figure. What was it, 5 seconds of screen time probably? I don't know, but it was just like, it's such a beautiful, beautiful figure. I love it. And then we got the Clone Wars, which I have. The legs are much more sort of basic, but again, they represent how we saw him in the Clone Wars. This, however, is a real massive step up. I mean, you look at the quality of the sculpting and the detailing on it, and you're looking at it, you're thinking, oh god, yeah, this is a tough one, because I really, really want it. And it's like, I've already got one and it's very good. Do I really need it? And there's a part of me that's saying, yeah, you do, of course you do, just buy the bastard. So, yeah, that's how I am about it. It just looks like a very cool figure. It's a real upgrade when it comes to the sculpting and the detailing on it. So it's gonna be a tough one to pass up.
Well, and it's oddly that you mentioned that. You mentioned two old men fighting. I stumbled across a really amazing video today. It was Rick, and you can see it on Instagram. And it's a reshooting of Vader versus Obi-Wan from A New Hope. And
I've seen it. It's absolutely genius.
Yes, it's rather good. It has to be said. It's Rick Forge's Sabres de Luz custom on Instagram. And watch it. And it's basically Este Duela. Ricciardo,
Por Vader
Foco Insano.
Force push and throws like Ben right to the end of the
corridor.
It's really what it should have been.
Brilliant. Yeah,
it's like how we wanted it to, how it should have been. But it, obviously, it was 1977. But
yeah, exactly. I'm too old. They were two old guys, you know, well older guys. All right. Well, yeah. All right. Well, that's that. Then we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsor, Fanboy Collectibles. We'll be back in a moment with some dope reviews. Now, we don't have many reviews, but we got a few reviews and some one or two interesting reviews, actually. I think we've got a bit of an oddball one here today as well to review. So we're going to take a word from our sponsor over at Fanboy, and we'll be back to you in a couple of minutes. Looking to find collectible figures at low cost with superior customer service? Fanboy Collectibles is one of the largest retailers of high-end collectibles on the east coast of the USA. Carrying a full array of Hot Toys, Enterbase, Sideshow Collectibles, 3A, and all the top manufacturers. Domestic and international packages ship daily, all fully insured with tracking number and securely packed. Getting it to you as quickly is important, but not as important as your collectibles arriving in pristine condition. Are you looking to pre-order an item to guarantee you don't miss it when it's released? Well, Fanboy Collectibles does that too. If you got a question about an item, give them a call, shoot them an email, or even leave them a message on their Facebook page. Fanboy Collectibles is available full-time to respond to you and to get your items to you as quickly as possible. Anyone can make a sale. Fanboy Collectibles knows the key to being successful is repeat customers. That comes from doing the right thing by you and making customer services their priority. Fanboy Collectibles. For some it's a hobby, to them it's an obsession. And we're back. Okay, with some reviews now. So what have we got then? I'm going to
Can I just stop you very quickly?
Stop me.
Can I just say? Because one of the things we didn't cover on
Spit
the
out, Jeff.
Is the droidica. Is the destroyer droid.
Oh, you wanted to discuss
is one
the
I have
destroyer
wanted
droid.
For freaking ever.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Kind of like, you know, we've had the, you know, the battle droids.
It's
had
not on the Hot Toys front page, see. That's why I haven't seen
droids.
It.
Yeah, yeah. It's and I love them. They're all great.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Sorry. We totally missed that, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies.
No, this was the one that, you know, when episode one came out and these things came trundling down the corridor, I was like, that's what a droid should look like. You know, it's not designed to be a human. It's not doesn't need to move around like a human. It's designed to do a task. It's a freaking tank. This thing is like got an incredible kind of like force field. You know, unless you roll something very slowly into its, it's just a beautiful thing, and I just love every aspect of its design. And I think Hot Toys have nailed it. The fact that it can go into its ball shape, it can roll, and then it can have multiple different ways of kind of like coming out into its full that. This is the one I'm looking forward to more just about anything. And you can probably tell I'm gushing.
Yeah, no, look, it's dope, man. It is dope. They are. Yeah. It is a very effective, cool design for a robot, army robot kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, when, I mean, you know, whether you like the sequels to Terminator, I think when they, was it Terminator 3, where they had the kind of, the T1, which is basically
It's a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah, it's a bit like
and
the T1.
I love that. Why didn't somebody make that as a one? Because there's so many third parties doing stuff now. That was a really cool design, and this is one of my all-time favorite droid designs. It just looks, it looks insect-like. It's just great. I want one.
Jeffrey loves
it. I need one.
Jeffrey loves it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Jeffrey loves it. Mike, do you love it as much as Jeffrey?
No, I don't think anybody loves it as much as Jeffrey.
No, it's quite unnatural how much I love it.
Yeah, that's his thing. Now, I do like it. I mean, it is a cool droid. I still have the old Hasbro one up on the shelf because they're the only ones who've done it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is cool. I just don't know if I can get myself quite as worked up as Jeffrey.
Be cool having, you know, a couple of these alongside Mace Windu or something. That'd be pretty cool. And the other battle ones, the kind of uppity right ones that just put the fist out, those ones. A couple of those. You know, if you have like two, I think you need two of these, Jeff.
I don't know if I'd stretch that because, you know, I still don't even have a Hot Toys battle droid. I just have the Sideshow one on the STAP, which is fine for me because I'm not that enamored of the design or anything about it. I hate its bloody voice. But this one is, this is something else. I like it.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, glad you like that one. So, Droidica, 1/6 scale from Hot Toys. Yeah. Right, we're going to get on to that.
Or Destroy.
And you mentioned third parties, actually. So, I'll get the ball rolling with the reviews and things. And we'll get on some reviews now. So, I have two figures here. I've got The Crow from Sideshow Collectibles, and I have Immortan Joe, or is this just called Immortal One, or just The Immortal or something. on the box. I mean, who actually cares? Because it's one of these third party figures, and you know, I bought this because no one else was making it. I saw it on there. It's not something I condone. I don't like the third parties, but I mean, no, we like the world is gagging for Mad Max, man. We need some Mad Max figures, especially some from Fury Road, and we all want the Road Warrior, and we all want the Road Warrior with his dog. You know, I'm a member of a Facebook group, and some dude has gone on and made a 1/6 scale Interceptor from Mad Max 2, and it is sick. And now he's going to make one from Fury Road, and I'm like, oh. And like, you know, I just some of the what customizers and dudes are making out with their 3D printers, and just the skill out there. You got some talented dudes out just making stuff that no other companies are making. And you know, I mean, these guy lads over in China, man, they're madmen taking on all these properties, and like there's no information in the box. It's so dodgy. It's like so dodgy. So I'm not condoning this at all. But I got this guy from my private collection because it's Immortan Joe, and it's flipping cool. I'll tell you that for nothing. I was rather surprised by it. Some, you know, it's a gamble buying a third party figure. A real gamble buying a third party figure. But I was like, okay, well, I got the Wasteland Ranger, which was the Mad Max from Fury Road. And that was really, really, really well made. It could have been more dusty or more paint test, but it was still very, very well made. And if you were a customizer, you could make it look absolutely dope. Not the point. For me, I don't customize. I'm not that kind of guy. Even though I'm an artist, I don't customize, really. The figure has to be what it's supposed to be in order for me to think. But the Mad Max was plenty good. Then they came along and they released the Furiosa, which, while incredibly well made and detailed, it was like she had the body of a child. It went way too small on the body. It was like she was smaller than Ray. It was ridiculous. And her line still inside Mad Max was ridiculous. So I sold her straight away. But this one, I was like, okay, if this one's crap, I'm going to sell it straight away. But thankfully, it's not. This guy is dope. It does have one fault. The hair doesn't look anything like the hair on the prototype pics. So and my hair, actually, my one actually came with very bad hair, so I had to really kind of mess with it to get it looking anyway right, and still not looking right, but maybe I'll send it off again. I shouldn't have to, but it's a third party thing. It is a risk. No one else is going to make an Immortan Joe, unless they might. If anyone makes, if a company comes along like Sideshow makes an Immortan Joe, I will sell this one and buy the other one straight the hell away, because I always will go for the official item, no matter what. But this was, you know, an option I had to get this one, and it's dope. It's like he's got the you can see all the kind of his bad body underneath. He's got the Romanesque chest plate that's slightly transparent. It's this kind of really crappy, shitty looking, yellowish off color, and he's got all of his wrappings from to clean all of his wounds underneath. All this transparent, you know, medieval Romanesque armor greaves. So it's very cool on top, and then you get the belt, which is like, you know, the belt with the skull on it, which all the boys, you know, is at the top of the wheels, and all the boys go in to get literally the wheel of the car that they hold up in the air and stuff. And it comes with that, and it clips onto his belt, and it's steel, and it comes with real steel chains. It's also got two pistols. One's like, it looked like a big ass Magnum 45, at one of the modern Magnum 45s, and the other one's like a standard six shooter, like a cowboy six shooter, and they come in like a proper holster. And again, you don't really see much of his lower body in the movie, but you see his boots, and his boots are just so elaborate, and you see so much with his background of what the character was. He's got these like medals on his chest as well. It's like he was in the Indy 500. Was he racing in the Indy 500? What's going on there? And it's a really interesting figure. As an absolute diehard lover of all things Mad Max, I absolutely had to have this. And he looks absolutely dope. It's unlicensed. I'm not even going to give you the proper name for it. It's called the Immortal One or something like that. Go find it. I'm not going to help you. It's one of those unlicensed figures. I think it's well dodgy. But I'm like, it goes so well. My Max, I had to have it. And I'm just very impressed. It could be a little bit more weathering. And like, and the mask as well. You can finally see what he looks like under the mask as well. So his tongue is all like, half his face is all gone away and stuff. But the boils and the pustules under his armor, it's just, ew. And he's got his airbag as well for his oxygen on his head. It's dope as hell. I'm very, very, very happy with it. Only comes this kind of like, almost like a gaffy stick from Star Wars. It's kind of this stick with a kind of an oval thing on top of it with a thing, a spike. I think that's for clobbering. But there you go. You know, precious. He's absolutely. I'm delighted with this one. But again, the hair is really bad. So I'm getting out to. I'm gonna see the people who I bought it off and see if they can actually sort of give me a proper head of hair. But It's dope. I'm very, 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 very happy with it. But there you go. What did you get, Mike? What did you get? What have you got?
Third party wise, since you're talking third party,
yeah.
I thought I would bring up Mars Toys.
Okay.
And Alfred. Well, they don't call him Alfred. Of course, they call him the Housekeeper. Mm-hmm. But this is Alfred from Batman Returns.
Oh, yes.
Great with all your hot toys.
He looks great.
Yeah. He looks fantastic next to them. There was no, you know, it's not like you have a hot toy figure standing next to this one and you can tell the difference. Excellent sculpt, excellent paint, nice costume, comes with some good accessories, including a little tray that he can bring the hamburger and onion rings to Bruce. It's really, and they're doing this stuff, you know, at such a great price that it is hard to say no. You, especially when you're getting these characters where you know nobody's ever else going to do them for you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Hot Toys isn't going to get this as Alfred. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, I feel the same way Mars Toys is doing a couple of figures from Back to the Future that we won't get otherwise. They're doing, you know, somebody's finally doing a Gene Wilder Walker that they're producing. So stuff, you know, I hate buying third party stuff, but when nobody else is going to give it to us because they won't pick up the license or they won't continue the license, well, I'm going to break down, especially at this quality.
Yeah. And the thing I love about it is that, God, what was the name of the guy that played him? Alfred. I can't think of his name. But he's got such, for want of a better word, an extreme face. You know, he's got a real character actor's face, which I think to a sculptor is an absolute dream come true, because it's kind of like, you're not just doing some pretty person that you have to flatter. There's somebody who's got really distinguished features. And that sculpt is just knocked completely out of the park. And I just think for a third party figure, that is one that, you know, as you said, we're almost certainly never going to get one from a properly licensed version because they wouldn't consider the return to be good enough. But I think he looks amazing.
Yeah, that adjusts my blinds there, because I'm like, I've got a new place and it have this lovely sunset. And I'm just wondering, is a sunset okay? I know the whole idea is keep your statues. I've got these Sideshow statues, the Masters of the Universe Tweeterhead and Sideshow statues, and they're beautiful, of course. And I don't want them to fade, obviously, in the sun. And, you know, the morning sun is fine, but the sun is not facing in here in the morning, so that's fine. But in the evening, I get a sunset. A sunset is going to be a pretty weak sun. It shouldn't be too bad on a statue, right?
Or still a lot of UV.
It's still a lot of UV.
Yeah.
Still a lot of stuff that could bleach them out.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, yeah, just you know, it's one of those tricky things, just like to
so,
shade
so
them
dark
and get some blinds.
Yeah. And I got blinds, but it's just like, you know, I'll put them down,
but
there.
The thing is, that, you know, if you've got a figure or anything that's white, you know, it's like, we all know they're yellow. It's kind of like that's what
I know, but these are like the clay statues, you know, they're painted whatever materials they have, and I'm painting them. But yeah, anyway, I digress. Let's go. It's a lottery. Yeah. Jeff, what do you got?
What have I got? Well, I haven't got anything third party. What I will talk about, because I was aching to talk about this one last time, but we obviously didn't have quite enough time. But I've picked up the Hot Toys Buzz Lightyear.
Ah, you love that.
This was one I kind of ummed and ahed about, and then I saw the prices going more and more north, and I just thought, sorry, just but. And I found someone in the UK who had obviously bought it and thought, actually, it doesn't fit my collection. So I got it for a great price.
Nice.
And I'm so glad. I got the deluxe version. And you'd be crazy not to go for the deluxe version, because the deluxe version comes with a backpack.
Mm.
And what is Buzz without his wings and his jetpack? So it's just one of those figures that really makes me smile and gives me a lot of joy. And it's kind of like,
that's what an action figure's supposed to do, man.
Exactly. And it's just so poseable, and he's got movable eyes, and it's a really good sculpt. The one thing I would have really liked, because he's the faceplate obviously can come out because he can move his eyes, it would have been lovely to have got at least another faceplate with a different expression, which we didn't get. But maybe, I don't know, maybe they knew they wouldn't get the pre-orders. But it was a movie that I enjoyed. But it didn't blow me away, but I thought it was good fun.
I like this. I like that movie.
Yeah,
I thought
exactly.
It was a cool
I liked
plot,
it.
I quite like the plot.
Yeah. Didn't sort of like, you know, didn't rock my world, but I thought it was an entertaining movie. But it's just such a great fun figure. He's very poseable. He looks great. The weathering on it is absolutely sublime. You are supposed to be able to extend his legs. I've had this thing for what, I don't know, 8 months now, and I've never been brave enough. I pull on them, And you know that moment where you think, if I just pull any harder, it's going to snap off. So I don't know if they are extendable, but it does say they are, supposedly. But yeah, he comes with some great accessories. He's got his like wrist laser, which is magnetic, but it also has a strap and sort of fits on. So it's got some really nice detailing. It's got this sort of cable around the back. He comes with his sword, or, you know, for want of a better word, a lightsaber, sort of solid on the top, but it has this kind of like translucent plastic bit underneath and fits perfectly into his hand. His hand blaster, which fits very nicely magnetically onto his upper thigh. It's just a really cool thing. It got lots of really cool accessories, lots of extra hands. He comes with his little cat companion, whose name escapes me at the moment, but he's even got the little computer sort of laptop that he controls it from. So yeah, this is one of those figures when you sort of think, there's another one. You know, do you remember the Snake Eyes figure that came from the G.I. Joe movie? Yeah. Not a figure I was particularly interested in.
That's a great figure.
I didn't like the films. One of my favorite figures of all
time.
Yeah,
great figure. Reposable. You could do anything with him. He was really cool.
That would never leave the collection ever. I got rid of Storm Shadow. I got rid of the Rock figure, and I got rid of the what's his name? All the other G.I. Joe figures eventually went, but that one is never leaving because I love it. And this is likewise one that I absolutely love. It's just a really lovely figure. It's really good fun. It looks beautiful. It's beautifully painted. All the attention to detail, all the learnings that Hot Toys have got from making Iron Man for years have all gone into this, and all the kind of joints and everything are just beautifully engineered. I cannot recommend this one highly enough. If you're into, Buzz Lightyear and Hot in Toy Story, yeah, it's a must. I just love it.
Cool. No, it is a very, very, very appealing looking figure. I mean, his design was always very appealing, and that's kind of why he was so popular and why he worked. It was just an appealing looking, retro looking spaceman, but kind of cool bits.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I love spacesuits. I have so many spacesuit figures from the old Dragon sort of NASA Apollo mission stuff right through to, I can't say enough good things about it, really, personally.
I'd like a good spaceman figure as well, to be honest. Last one I had, I think, was the Dallas from the Alien movie, of course.
Yeah.
But there you go. Now, that's that one. Okay, my turn. So I was really kind of frustrated, and I think we might have skimmed on this on the last episode, but I was really frustrated to find out after I had unpacked all my Hot Toys action figures how some of the pleather on some of them had just fucking like completely given away in that journey, whether it was because the change in temperature or whether I've got the central or the heating here, it's kind of different, did it dry everything out? I don't know. But Han Solo's boots just were fine 1 minute, moved here, opened them up a few weeks later, if not a month later, and oh my God, they were all cracked. Opened up my Hot Toys Crow, and oh my goodness me, his jacket just started disintegrating on me. And you know, you can pick him up and it's fine, still there, but like, black is on my fingers. Every time I pick him up, I get this little black bits. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. And the body on that one was always pretty shonky. It was a really shonky body on the Hot Toys one, even though it had a dope head sculpt. It had a slightly annoying split in the hair where they decided to part the hair a little bit oddly, which was a little annoying, but it was a really dope head sculpt and it was full of expression and the finishing was really nice. But because of that pleathering decaying, which is, we're spending money on these figures, man. They shouldn't have an expiry date. Do you know what I mean? I've got He-Man figures in the attic that still have a twist and power punch and they're still holding their shit together. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous that we have spend this kind of money on these figures and they don't last. I understand that leather is expensive, but if you're going to go to the bother of doing it, do it. Make it a leather jacket, or at least make it of a material that will not decay after like 6 or 7 years. And that does tend to be the timeline of it. It does take about 6 or 7 years for pleather to decay. And the same thing happened to my Vader as well. Do you know where the old grips, the two-pronged grips, like the crotch gripper? Well, that was just, I never like having a figure placed fully flush on the crotch grabber, because I find the two bolts often leave little marks. But the crotch grabber has obviously still got to lean on it somewhere. And because the crotch grabber was just even touching the sides of his inner legs, that decayed off, which is mental. So obviously some oxidization happened there or whatever. But I went, Jesus, I'll get onto the figure yet. I went and I decided, this Hot Toys Crow has been looking at me for a while. I was like, will I get it? The Sideshow Collectibles Crow has been looking at me for a while. Is it going to be as good? And I was like, I've always said this. I like Sideshow Collectibles figures. I've liked their construction. I like how they feel. Sometimes they've missed beat a little bit. I thought the Jack Burton was very disappointing. But I still have the Rash, and I got the Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry, and that is one of my favorite figures. And I'm not even the biggest Dirty Harry fan. I used to watch the movies with my old man, which is kind of why I got it. And I just love it's a very iconic. He's a very iconic looking character, and that Clint Eastwood figure is just, it's one of my favorites. It was oddly the one of the first figures I put out. I think I said this in the last podcast. It was one of the first figures I put out in my glass cabinets. So, getting a Sideshow collectibles figure is always a bit nice because it's different. There's a different flavor to how they're made, and I just like them. And I'm absolutely delighted with this guy. I really, really, really am. Now his face sculpt is brilliant, but it really doesn't have the same character as the Hot Toys one. But it is still plenty strong, and I'm not sure about what I'm going to do. Will I swap out the heads or not? Because I'm kind of cool with just one cool iconic looking head, but the other one, it's that grin. It's the grin. He had that grin on the main poster artwork. He does grin a lot to a certain degree. Again, he's the proto Joker. Christopher Nolan was influenced by Brandon Lee's portrayal of the Crow for his Joker, even like right down to the whole walking in sequence and sitting at the table thing, which is exactly what Brandon Lee did in his movie. But this figure is it's really good. I'm very, very, very happy with it. I had to track one down because he actually was actually sold off from the Sideshow website. But I tracked one down, and what makes this one a little bit more worth getting, he actually comes with some weapons. Obviously, for whatever reason, maybe it was too close to the bonus, and the Hot Toys one didn't come with any real weapons. It came with a spire, and that was it. But with this one, you get the shotgun that he blows up the old secondhand store with. He comes with a samurai sword that he fights the dude at the end, and he comes with a magnum and a looks like what looks like to me a Beretta 9mm. And I only know those names because famous people use Beretta 9mm, like Martin Riggs from Mission Impossible, not a gun nut or anything. But yeah, and I liked Action Force, and things like that. So, and he always noted what the dude's kind of gun each kind of character had. Oh, he's got the Winchester shotgun. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but he comes did this the shotgun is really nice. It does pump up and down, and just the finishing on him is good. Where things slightly differ is like the finishing maybe on the boots. If you compare it, like the finishing is nice, but if you compare it to the finishing on the Hot Toys boots, the Hot Toy boots still kind of wins out maybe on the boots. But the pleather on this is nice. The shape of the body is nicer. It's a way nicer body. That Hot Toys body was rubbish. It was skinny. It was gangly. Brandon was a slim guy, but he still had some muscle on him, and this shows that. And it's a serious stoic face. He's a bit more stoic. I'm very, very, very happy with it. It's a real toss up. I get the feeling this material on here will last a little bit better. And what I do like about this one is the lining on the inside of the jacket is really nice as well. So the tailoring is really nice. It's as someone who has both here, stood side by side and sat in a conundrum trying to figure out what to do, given the choice, I would probably, if I would, if we were, if I was presented with either of these ones right now, I'd probably go for the Sideshow. Not least because even if you buy probably a new Hot Toys one now, and I guess it's going to be a few years old, that jacket is probably going to disintegrate out the box. So, but with this one, hopefully this will last a little bit longer. It feels like a slightly sturdier material that they're using, whatever kind of pleather they're using. It's a slightly thicker material. The other one I always felt, and it's all the other ones were very tacky on the skin as well. This is a really highly recommended figure, and I really want Sideshow to like. I'm not even the biggest Beetlejuice fan, but I really like that Beetlejuice figure, and I know that Sideshow made it, and therefore I really like it. And it's the same with the dude as well. I do actually really like Big Lebowski, and I do want to get the dude figure, but it's like I just haven't gotten around to getting them kind of a thing yet or the money. But I'm all for Sideshow doing more figures because I do think their quality is good. It's not quite Hot Toys, but it's plenty. There's a build to them that I just really like. Anyway, I digress. I keep saying I digress today. I'm not digressing. I'm just finishing my statement. So there you go. What do you guys think of this one? Would you? I guess do either of you have any of the Crow figures?
Yeah, I have the Hot Toys.
You have the Hot Toys one. What do you think by what I've just said there, Mike? How's your one holding up? I guess, but you've got a good air condition, so maybe your one's holding up really well.
Yeah, I don't have any trouble. I generally speaking, I don't have trouble with that.
All right.
And
Okay.
yeah, I'm still doing all right.
Okay. And how did you feel about the look of this one, the Sideshow one?
It looks good. I mean, I'm not that big a Crow fan. I enjoyed the first movie, and the rest of them are they call him the Crow. But I thought the Sideshow looks good, and I agree with you on Sideshow quality. I have Sideshow toys like Jeff does that go back 25 years. And I still keep, I would love if somebody else would come along and do Buffy at the level they did Buffy, where I can get every character in the Scooby gang and half the, you know, vampires we saw on screen. But nobody's going to do that, so I'm going to keep my sideshow until somebody does. And you know, so they have over the years done some great stuff. You mentioned Ash. I like my Ash. I thought the Beetlejuice, the first one they did, was okay. I'm really looking forward to the new one. And I'm really looking forward to that coming out.
You're looking forward to it? Sorry, I missed that. Sorry, what was the one?
Oh, is that a Hot Toys? Somebody got Pennywise. Isn't that Sideshow that's doing the second Pennywise, the original It?
I think so.
Yeah. I did see that. Yeah.
That's them.
The Tim Curry one.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
Yeah, there are some old Sideshow figures I really regret getting rid of. Most of them, no. So a lot of the old Star Wars stuff I passed on because it was kind of like, you know. But are Hot Toys ever going to do Boosh? You know, Leia as Boosh? I don't know, because they did a really good version of that. But yeah, I'm the same. I had the Hot Toys. I did sell it a few years back when my daughter was at uni, and I was just like, you know, I was really questioning the ones I loved and the ones I needed. I read the graphic novel back in the day, which I still have. I'm not even a big fan of the film, if I'm going to be completely honest. And the trailers for the new one have left me a bit kind of like, oh, okay, I see where this goes. But yeah, I did buy the dude, because that was like the first time I've ever managed to get hold of a reasonably good six-scale figure that wasn't sort of like ridiculously expensive by some master sculptor somewhere. And I love it. He's, you know, he is one of my own permanent display figures. But yeah, it was kind of, yeah, I just don't feel that enamored of the character to like it enough to want it. And as I say, I got rid of my old one, luckily years before the pleather went pear-shaped. So yeah, it's just not high on my list.
Cool. All right, then we're going to quickly move on, lads. We've only got a few minutes left, so we better quickly get out. You've got Dead Strange, Jeff.
I have. So now, Doctor, I'm not going to lie. Doctor Strange, Dead Strange version. I haven't got him fully set up.
All right.
I did it. I when I first got him a couple of weeks ago, I set the whole thing up, and it is, I'm not going to say it's a pain, but it's fiddly. Okay. You know, you got all the big sort of cloth wings, and you got all the little skulls you need to attach, and all the bits that go on his back and the hands and everything. But I love this figure. I mean, I really love it. I liked the movie. I liked it a lot, the Multiverse of Madness, but it didn't blow me away. But you know, it was a marriage made in heaven, wasn't it? You know, we had Sam Raimi, we had Doctor Strange. It was just kind of like,
it's quite perfect, really. It worked.
And I remember I've been reading some stuff that about Sam Raimi recently, where he was saying when he first saw the fact that there was a zombie Strange, he was like, oh, do we really need to do this? Is this you pushing my buttons just to make me? And then he read that, oh, no, it makes sense, okay, so we'll do it. But this is a great looking figure. I mean, I have the zombie Deadpool. I have the what's it called, Iron Man illusion from Mysterio. So I do like a zombie, as I know Mike does. I know he likes a zombie. But I thought this was just such a cracking sculpt of Benedict Cumberbatch sort of as a zombie. And it's just a really lovely looking figure. It's a bit like the Wonder Woman 84 with the gold outfit. You know, when you've got a fully kitted up, this thing takes up a lot of shelf space, a shed load of shelf space. So I don't know whether I'm just going to go for the sort of like the eight arms sticking out of the side, but without the wings ultimately. But it's a really lovely sculpt. It was a movie that sort of divided people. I know some loved it, some hated it, but I think as Marvel is moving forward, it's you know, they seem to be getting more and more divisive. I think once that we've got over the whole thing with the Avengers, it's kind of like where are they going to take it from now on? But this is a great looking figure. It's like, if you like Doctor Strange, if you like zombies, if you like horror, this is a really cool looking figure. I do wish on some of the sculpting on the chest, where you can see his ribs coming through and the decaying flesh, it's really nice, but I'd have liked it to have been, this sounds really macabre, but deeper. You can see more into his body, because it feels very much like it's sort of superficial, just laying over the top of a body. And because of the problem with that is, it does mean that the articulation really struggles around the chest. There's no sort of ab crunch or leaning back at all. But apart from that, yeah, double elbows, the knees move perfectly, and he's got really nicely designed sort of split ankle boots, so you can get some really nice stances out of him. And as I said, you know, once you do kit him up with the wings, and you've got these kind of really, really finely detailed sort of demons and demonic arms that all sort of fit on his back, It looks great. I mean, when I first opened it up, I was like, is it all a bit sort of one tone, all the color? I mean, this is just the paint job on the sort of demonic arms. But then I went onto YouTube and just watched those scenes again, and it's very accurate how it was depicted. It's this kind of glossy, slightly decaying, horrible sort of cadaver kind of chocolatey kind of look to it. So yeah, all in all, I'd say it's a great figure. You know, if you're into it, you can't go wrong. It poses really nicely. It's got lots of accessories, lots of stuff, and it just looks really nasty on the shelf in a good way.
Cool. Yeah, it's if I'd room for it, I'll probably have it, because it is just kind of funky cool. And I was into the movie, like you. It didn't absolutely blow my head up, but I was very entertained by it.
Yeah, and it went in directions I wasn't expecting, and yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
And we'll talk about the Scarlet Witch after. Michael gave us a review of Geordie, and Mike, you talked to us about, we'll come back to Scarlet Witch, and after Scarlet Witch is the next, obviously, the other figure from that movie that we got. So what have you got there, Mike? You've got Pike and Geordie.
Yeah, so X-06 continues cranking out the fantastic Star Trek figures.
Yay.
And now we've got, so we got our first from Strange New Worlds, we got Pike. Fantastic job. Beautiful head sculpt. I think this might be their best head sculpt. Capturing that hair, because he has such a unique hairstyle.
Yeah.
It's quite voluminous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's got that, I don't know. It's got
coif. It's the king. He's the king of coifs, man.
Yeah.
And he did a fantastic job with that. It's clearly, you know, him. It just looks terrific. The costume has some amazing detail in it, in the shoulders, in the fabric, where they've got the little tiny insignia as part of the fabric. It's just amazing, the amount of detail in the costume. Again, they do a beautiful job with that. I will say my one complaint might be that the shoulders are a bit 80s Madonna. They're a bit wide and out there.
They're flaring out a little bit there at the top there, when they should be kind of straight.
I think if you pad up the biceps a little, I don't think you really want to pad up the shoulders, because they should stick out. I mean, they're supposed to be wider than his actual shoulders, but I think part of the problem is that they kind of curl over, because this body that they're using, they didn't have this big a biceps on it, and I think he needs a little puffier biceps, and that's true. But it's a minor nit. I mean, he's a fantastic looking figure. He comes with some nice accessories, the usual, as you would expect in terms of phasers and Franklin. But he is excellent. So he's the start of their Strange New World stuff. We'll see what else we get from that show. And then they've got their continuation of The Next Generation. We just got Geordi this week. And Geordi is because if you think about it, yes, we've got Picard. We're getting another Picard coming out. He just went out for pre-order. That will be like the QMX Picard was, an actual TNG. Not a movie. You know, we'd already gotten the first contact version from the X-06, but this will be the first show Picard. So if you didn't get the QMX one, this one will be placement for that. But, and we've got a couple other Next Generation, right? We got Q, we've got a Data. But with Geordi, this is the first one where he's a far more unique character that's not somebody we've gotten from other people in sixth scale. And they did a beautiful job in him. Again, the costume's fantastic. He's got the removable visor with the two little silver spots on either side of the head that it pops onto. The eyes are, you know, he has those white eyes. And what's notable is the hands. And I know they had talked about this before, but it's the first time I've seen them do this. The hands, the palms of the hands, are lighter skin tone than the backs of the hands. And it adds a realism to the hands that we haven't had before. You also get some pretty cool hand sculpts, including one where the two hands are sculpted together I don't know what you want to call it, when you close your hands together, you know.
Yeah. Fingers entwined. Yeah,
entwine your fingers. And that's a kind of an unusual sculpt. It's nice for Geordi because he likes to cross his hands in front of him. Hold his hands together like that, but I'd like to see more companies do some of these more unusual gestures for particular characters like that.
Cool. Now it's they're
and he comes with eight. Now Geordi's also one of the ones. Remember, X-06 does this thing where they have the Essential Edition and the standard edition.
Right.
And they do an essential edition where if you just want a figure with a phaser and a tricorder and a great uniform so you can stick them on the shelf, that's sort of the essential version, and you can save $20-$30. The standard edition, I always thought it's fascinating that they call it that, because they kind of have this attitude that, well, that's the standard one. The one with the extra stuff isn't like extra. It's the one, it's the standard one. And he comes with his little engineering briefcase kind of case with the multiple engineering tools in it, in the foam. And that's a really nice extra accessory for him.
Nice, nice. No, it's a nice looking figure. I do like Strange New Worlds. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I got really into it by that second season. They were just like on fire, man. It's been some of the best Star Trek I've seen in a while.
Flushing that out, especially now we already know we're getting a Spock, but we need a Chapel, and we need a couple of others to really.
Oh, we need Nurse Chapel. Oh, we need a Chapel. Oh, they better do a nice Chapel. We like Chapel. She's cute. Okay.
Well, right. I also find it's interesting that, as you said, with the sort of interlocking hands. I mean, we've had a few Vaders where he's got crossed arms, so you put the arms into them, and I think things like that are a really cute gimmick, because I think it's like you're never going to get your figure into those positions. Likewise, I think we're seeing more and more third parties doing figures with attachable arms at the elbow, which have got no wrist joint, and I think that's a really cool thing, because it just, that level of realism just gets really upped when you're not seeing all of those sort of ugly, ball joint.
Yeah, when you have to fake the wrist.
Yeah, yeah, and it's I just think it's as this is, we're devotees of this. We're talking, we're preaching to the converted, but it's kind of like as collectors, just seeing the love and attention to detail on that kind of stuff, upping its game time and time again, is going to make these things become more and more art pieces, I think.
Yeah.
Well, nice. We've got, XO6 has got a lot still coming out, right? So we got Neelix coming soon, so that Neelix should finish off Voyager. I don't know that we'll get anything else out of Voyager. That'll be like 9 figures out of Voyager, I think.
Yeah.
And they're really starting to get the Deep Space Nine stuff out. We've got the 3 so far, and I expect to get at least 3 or 4 more before that set's done. I would expect that we'll see them hit original series last. They've made comments that they want their very last figure they ever produced to be Uhura from original series.
But I hate the fact that they're even thinking that that's going to be their last. It's a bit like Tarantino saying, I'm only going to do X amount of movies.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, just keep going. If people want it, keep going.
Yep.
Keep going. I've said this many times before, I would have every single one of the Star Trek figures that they're making. They're really nice quality. I loved Captain Pike. He's really, really, really cool. And I hope he doesn't die.
I mean, they're beautiful, and I think the thing, I've said this time and time again, although I haven't collected them because I'm more Star Wars than Star Trek, I love them, and the thing I love most about them is the fact that, that you can see the love that's gone into them. You can absolutely smell it. This is a company that absolutely adores the license, and it's kind of like, they want to do absolutely everything as accurate and as right as they possibly can.
Do right by the license.
Yeah, exactly. Because they know this is probably going to be their only shot at it. Nobody else is probably going to do this in the future. So let's make this thing as museum quality and perfect as it can be. And it shines through.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to finish up now. Maybe one more review, unless Mike just wanted to give the Man Bat from Mondo a go.
Oh, sure. So Man Bat came out from Mondo finally. This was the San Diego Comic-Con released from last summer, and of course usually they do that where you pre-order it at the con, and then it takes several months before the actual figure hits. There were two versions, one with that you could get on the website at any time, that wasn't an exclusive, that had just the folded wings, and then the con exclusive had the big outstretched wings that you could pose it.
Wingspan.
The wingspan is about 34 inches.
Mm-hmm.
When he's got his arms out, it takes up, my aisle there between shelves is 36 inches, and it takes, I have it hanging from the ceiling, and his arms are outstretched, and he takes up pretty much the entire thing. So yeah, he's huge up there on the ceiling. He's a beautiful figure. He comes with, again, Mondo gives you a bunch of different head sculpts when they do this, so you've got snarling and screaming and all kinds of expressive head sculpts. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any trouble with paint rubs. Sometimes some of the earlier Mondo, as you might have seen with some of the Masters of the Universe stuff, mm-hmm. you could get some figures where you'd get some paint rubs, especially around the neck or around the shoulders. I didn't have any trouble with any of that. He's a really terrific looking figure. You just got to have the space for him. Now they've got Bane coming, I know, and hopefully we'll see them do some more stuff. Have either of you bought anything of the from Jazz Inc., any of the vehicles or diorama sets?
No,
that's very expensive stuff, that is.
Coveted just about everything, particularly the Falcon cockpit. But yeah. No, I mean...
Well, for me, it was the 66 Batmobile, or not the 66, the 66 Batmobile.
That looked amazing.
Not getting one of those, it's just... I really wish I had. And now they're doing an animated Batmobile in scale that would look great with these Mondo figures.
Well, don't rule Mondo out of never not doing something like that, man. You know, it's because they're starting to do they did a Master Universe vehicle, man. They're doing a Master Universe vehicle, the Battle Ram, or the Sky Slit. It's only a front section of this particular vehicle, but it's a well-known flying vehicle that all the characters tend to use in all the incarnations of Master Universe. And it's pretty big, so I think... It's just, you know, because Mondo, they're getting new license. They got the Thing. We've got a couple of other. They just showed Megan, you know, and our Master Universe license, of course, is going nuts. We're going to have we'll have another Master Universe special soon, guys, as well. That we might even be the next episode, but we'll see how it goes. But Mondo, I think, are doing some really, really, really nice things. They just launched that lovely looking Cyclops as well. I mean, that Cyclops that they're doing from the X-Men animated, all the X-Men animated series stuff they're doing is absolutely stunning. I would have every single one of them if I could. Absolutely stunning figures. And of course, as everyone knows, I love the Masters. But yeah, no, I like that Batman line too. I like that Man Bat. It looks very, very, very cool. And I like the Batman figure as well. They're nice, you know. They're nice, you know. The colors are always solid and bold and things like that.
I had to finally break down and not buy. I've got them all up until this point, but then they shipped three that are Big Bad Toy exclusives that are black and white, the Joker, the Batman, and the Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just couldn't bring myself to spend $600 total on three more of them that I already have just because they changed the colors.
Cool, cool, cool. Wow.
Did you get the Thing figure?
No, that hasn't hit yet.
It's not out yet.
No, it's not out yet.
It looks good, though, man. It looks good.
I regret not... buying it, but
it's still up there. It's still on the website.
Is it? Yeah,
the standard edition is anyway.
Yeah, the exclusive one. I really well, you know, you'd want the spider head, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's true. You do want that. You do want that, I suppose. But you know, yeah. I'll keep an eye. I'd actually go on their site. I believe they got a warehouse still at the moment, so there might be a few. There might be a few extra orders that they haven't picked up. I think some people have managed to pick up a few of the exclusive on some sale that they had just the last few days or so. So check it out. All right, Jeff, give us quick rundown of Scarlet Witch.
Okay, Scarlet Witch. Well,
because she is
really
lovely.
Quick,
I was tempted by this one myself.
I didn't buy the Avengers Endgame one. In fact, I haven't bought any Scarlet Witches as of yet. So I thought it was time to buy the Bullet because also, you know, the fact that I was getting Dead Stranger, they'd be a good companion piece, and it's a great looking figure. But as is, you know, Hot Toys is want, they instantly released they were going to be re-releasing a new version, didn't they, of Endgame, an artisan edition with real hair and wool hair and a sculpted version, and I think that's probably my most favoured look. So I'm not saying there's any buyer's remorse, but there was a little bit like, oh, should I just hold on a little bit longer? But this is a great looking figure, and I did splash out on the deluxe, so you get the kind of the diorama, the floor piece with all the candles around the edge, and the quality on all that is pretty good. It's not, you know, it's great. It, you know, it's a great diorama, so you can have her looking like she's levitating, cross-legged, with the sort of ball of kind of energy stroke plasma around her. It's a great sculpt. I think it's the best sculpt, or it was at the point I bought it to date. You get a couple of interchangeable hair pieces, so her hair can either kind of fall over the front, which makes the neck articulation not great, but there's a second one you get that sort of sweeps back over her shoulder so you can move her head a little bit more. And obviously she comes with the Scarlet Witch sort of like crown stroke tiara thing, so that sort of completes the look. The outfit's really well done. It's sort of mixed media stuff. It feels like it's got some kind of plasticky kind of coating, which always makes you kind of worry long term. But the little side panels on the side of her dress, you get like a couple of extra ones so that when you want to put her into the sort of levitating position, the sort of, for want of a better word, the sort of like all the fabric and the flaps of it all kind of move, so that it's all kind of like amenable. So it's a great figure. You know, there's very little that I can say negative about it. It's a great looking figure, great selection of hands, and yeah, it, you know, it's a great display option. But there was a little part of me just thought, oh, I'd have only known with hindsight that that other one was coming out, maybe I'd have hung on.
So sorry, what's the one that you regret not getting then?
Well, it's not that
you've got the Doctor Strange one. This is the Doctor Strange one we're revealing now.
Yeah, I've got the Doctor Strange one. So it goes very well with Dead Strange. You know, it's a great sort of combo. But since then, they released the or they announced that they were doing a kind of re-release of Endgame. There are two versions of it. I completely missed that. Yeah, there's an artisan version. All hair, which looks great, and movable eyes. Because again, this one doesn't have. This one was released just before the sort of movable eye things became more of the norm. But they are also, at least I believe they were, doing a sculpted hair version. And I think that kind of look, that outfit is to a degree more iconic than this one. Although, you know, if you're a comic book fan, then this one does look much more full on Scarlet Witch with the tiara stroke headdress. But yeah, like I was saying, so it's a great figure. It looks great. You know, it poses okay. There's some great accessories if you get the deluxe. Very little to complain about, but it's just a classic case of, with hindsight, I might have hung on if I'd known that other one was coming out.
Well, you know, that tends to happen.
That's a dangerous thing.
You can always just sell it. Well, I guess it's maybe sold out now, isn't it, the other one?
I don't know. I'm not big.
I think the one you have is pretty nice, though. That was when I was tempted. I was a fanboy, collectible hazard, and stuff. I was tempted to get it myself, actually, because again, it's just such a beautiful. She's just so pretty. She's so beautiful. It looks great.
With the Doctor Strange one, the sculpting on the hair is absolutely exquisite. I mean, it's really
That's what I like.
Yeah, I mean, it looks absolutely amazing. So you're not going to have to futz with it. Yeah. It's always going to look great, but at the same time,
there you go. Okay.
Who knew?
Who knew? Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was a nice, quick, brief episode of the... slightly briefer episode of the Hot Toy Cast. We'll hope you join us on the next episode, which will probably be another couple months or so again. But, you know, we'll get to them when we can, as you guys know. You're well used to the routine out there now, listeners, aren't you? But there you go. Michael Crawford, thank you for joining me this evening. Yeah.
And we've lost him.
Well, that's... great having you on. It's really pleasant. It's been really lovely having you on. Jeff, it's been legendary as always. Been on with you. Thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure on the sunny Sunday in the UK, eh? Yeah, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this evening. We'll see you on the next one. Goodbye. Say goodbye, lads.
Cheers. Good night.
There you go. Cool. Nice one, lads. Right?